Tom, how have you conveyed to your players, or have you had to convey to your players the importance of this game Sunday?
Well, the importance was conveyed on Wednesday. The importance being divisional game, second time around already, early in the season. So, they know. Believe me, they know how important this game is, and they know, you know, within the division and who it's against, and the fact we played them in the first game, and so on and so forth. So they're very much aware of that.
Chins off the floor yesterday.
I think so. They're back. They're back to feeling. You know, they're over that part of it, and they're excited. That's about as far as I can go.
Has there been any talk of that, you know, last game you guys had against them?
No, but someone asked me that there earlier in the week. There really hasn't been, you know, other than the fact that, the way in which the game unfolded, but the plus three and losing a game is, that's the one that I grind on. And, of course, two defensive plays that really amounted to 14 points, which was terrific. So, but other than that, you know the kind of physical game we're in for, and there's no change in that.
I know every week we've talked to you about the pass rush and getting the pass rush going. Yeah. The idea that Kennard and Ayers are both listed as probable, is that a sign that maybe up front you can get some things?
Well, hopefully that part of the game will be better. Yeah, we'll. Obviously, Dallas has an outstanding offensive line and so on and so forth. But, you know, we would have some people that have demonstrated the ability to at least make the quarterback uncomfortable.
When an offensive line is that dominant in terms of their numbers and their pressures allowed, do you have to look at your game plan and how you attack them?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And that's all taken into consideration. So, you know, you do have to incorporate all those thoughts.
How do you think your Kyle has come along as a receiver, but as a blocker as well?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, he's done a good job as a receiver. He's worked his way, you know, from the line of scrimmage into some open voids, and we've gotten him the ball. I would like to see him, and I think he's a powerful man who can be a better blocker, and hopefully that's going to happen for him.
Was Beeson yesterday just a maintenance thing with his
game? Yeah, that's all.
If Unga can't play, is Jasper Brinkley ready to?
Sure, he can step in there, and Herzlich can step in there. We have some guys that can do that.
Coach, you think Beckham will be okay for Sunday?
I'm counting on that. Yes.
Is there anything that you changed? I know you changed the schedule a little bit this week. Does Saturday change at all for you, or is it the day before the game, or is it your normal?
Back to what's good about it is I pulled them all together and told them. You know, Saturday morning is a normal Saturday morning now, so we're back on schedule.
Do you see yourself continuing to play Nikita Whitlock on both sides of the ball, or playing him more so on?
Well, under whatever specific circumstances we plan for that particular opponent, yes.